You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
I am excited about our Set Apart to Serve story today because it's international. We're going to the country of Nebraska.
The land of cornfields.
That's true.
That's true.
And a great Lutheran education and Lutheran educators as well.
Yes.
It's really kind of neat. You'll understand what I mean by international in just a moment. Thanks to Concordia University, Wisconsin for your support of The Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today, about a third of the Clausing family, almost a third of the Clausing family, we have Ellie Clausing. She is a recent graduate of Concordia University, Nebraska, and a teacher at Emmanuel Faith Lutheran School in York, Nebraska. Ellie, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Thank you.
And Eunice Clausing, she's a freshman at Concordia University, Nebraska, studying elementary education. Eunice, welcome.
Thanks.
Did I get that right? You're a freshman this year?
Yes, I am a freshman this year.
Congratulations. I'm excited to learn more about your first year at Concordia University, Nebraska in just a moment. Also joining us today, Ernie Clausing, a junior at Concordia University, Nebraska, also studying elementary education. Did I get that right? You're a junior this year, Ernie?
Yep, that's right. Yep.
All right. Well, I am excited to learn about this. Three Clausings at Concordia, Nebraska, one recently graduated, now teaching. There's a story in this. I know there is. So let's talk about where you grew up, not in Nebraska. Ellie, where did you all grow up?
Well, for me, it's a little bit different since I'm older. I grew up mostly in St. Peter's, but then like all of high school, I grew up in two different countries in East Africa. I was in Tanzania Kenya first for about 2 years, and then Tanzania for about 2 years. So Kenya and then Tanzania.
And Ernie, what did that mean for you?
Sorry, could you say that again?
Sure. What did that mean for you? Where was much of your childhood and your youth?
Yeah, so pretty much the same thing with Ellie. Spent 10 years in St. Peter's, Missouri, and then 2 years in Kenya, 2 years or 4 years in Tanzania. So 2 more years in Ellie in Tanzania.
And I'm guessing Eunice is pretty close for you as well?
Yep, just 2 more years in Tanzania and 2 less years in Missouri.
Ellie, what was the focus of the mission in Tanzania?
So my dad is a teacher. He's a professor at a small seminary there. And so my dad was always going out and he trains pastors who are already pastors, but he brings them back in so that they can have more education in like biblical languages and theology and kind of just like support them in the ministry that they're already doing.
So was coming back to the States for college something that was in the long-term plans for all of you, Ellie?
Yeah, I mean, it was just kind of like assumed, I guess. I never really wanted to go anywhere else. So I didn't want to be a college freshman in a different country again. So it was always the States.
What about Ernie? Was this the plan always for you also?
Yeah, it was pretty much just the next step. It's what my parents did, so I guess I just assumed I'd be doing the next.
And Eunice, for you as well?
Yep.
So let's talk about church work. Obviously, all three of you have grown up in a church work family, living on the mission field in Tanzania and Ellie in Kenya. When did you all start thinking about church work as Lutheran teachers, Ellie?
It's something that has been in my family for a long time. So it just always kind of felt familiar. Like my grandparents were teachers. My dad was a teacher. My mom, she also went to Concordia, Nebraska, and she was a teacher too in a DCE. So it's just a familiar field, I guess. So as I went through college and kind of figured out what worked and what didn't work, it just kind of fell into place.
Eunice, when did you start thinking about elementary education and being a Lutheran teacher?
Well, elementary ed is relatively new. I started out with early childhood. And so right now I'm still trying to find what my niche is. But I would say that I started like being interested in education rather early on. My mom had a daycare when we lived in St. Louis. And that really just kind of like sparked my interest in teaching younger kids and being around them. So, yeah.
How about for you, Ernie? When did you start thinking about education and being a Lutheran teacher?
So for me, it kind of started when I was in Kenya, or in Tanzania and Kenya. Actually, at first, I was really interested in languages. And like I learned Swahili when we were in Tanzania. And I saw how much that really helped us like interact with the people around us and function in the community. And so I really wanted to help other people have that same experience, but with English instead of Swahili and something or another language like that. So I actually went to Concordia as a TESOL major, which is basically specifically for teaching people from other languages English. And as I was there, as I was like a freshman, I started working at an after-school program with some younger students, and I kind of started to realize how much of a positive impact I could make in their lives, even if they weren't necessarily English language learners or people from a different language background. I just saw that I could have a really positive impact in their life. And so I guess that experience kind of led me toward elementary education. And then I'm still getting an ESL endorsement, but I'm still open to the wider range of elementary education.
Now, Ellie, you are graduated and teaching at Emmanuel and Faith Lutheran School in York, Nebraska. Let's talk about your formation as a Lutheran school teacher at Concordia, Nebraska. How did your education prepare you for service as a Lutheran teacher?
Yeah, I think the education program at Concordia is amazing. I think even beyond just the education program, I think Concordia, it prepares you just to be a good Christian person, because it's everything is just steeped in God's word. There were so many opportunities to go to chapel and Bible study and evening prayer and all these things. So that really shaped me, having a community of people who all were passionate about their faith. And then, yeah, the education program is really solid. As I'm teaching, I'm struck more and more by how much it's just kind of like what I've been doing for a homework in a way. Like, it's just, they really prepare you well for what you're doing. It's different for sure, but it's not, I have a background.
So you feel well prepared. That's fantastic. How has your life as a missionary kid, how does that prepare you, or are there ways that's useful in what you're doing today as a teacher? Are there things that you've found from your life as a missionary kid to be valuable in your vocation as a teacher?
I think the ability to adapt, I guess, and just kind of be flexible with what's going on, you know, like when you're living overseas. Oh, the power is off. Okay, what do we need to do? Oh, we haven't had water for 2 days. Let's figure it out. You know, that's something that you learn how to deal with there. And then it's smaller things in the classroom, but you know, oh, someone in the middle of my test, someone knocks over their water bottle. How can we deal with this on the fly? And just like remaining in control and saying, you know, at the end of the day, God's got this and we're going to get through it.
What was it like coming back from the mission field to be a student in the middle of Nebraska? What was it like coming from Tanzania to Nebraska to be a student? What was that like for you, Ernie?
Well, it's different. It's a different culture. Although Concordia was very welcoming, though, in a lot of different ways. Like Ellie was talking about, there's all those different community centered around Christ community activities that we did, and so I felt connected pretty quickly. And even at Concordia, there are a lot of people who come from similar backgrounds as we do too. And so I kind of met up with those and with those people and formed some pretty great relationships with them that last even today. So,
Eunice, what about you? What was it like transitioning to being a freshman at Concordia, Nebraska?
So far it's been pretty great. I was really excited for like the community of a bunch of people my age who are all going into this new situation together. And it's been really fun so far, and I've met a lot of people, and I foresee a lot of good relationships coming out of that, so I'm excited.
And you have a sibling there with you as well. What has that been like for you, Eunice and Ernie, to be on campus together studying similar things?
Well, I guess for me, I kind of, it's a bit of a shift with Eunice coming in, because before I was the younger sibling with Ellie being the older sibling, and Ellie would show me how to do everything. But now I'm the older sibling, and so I'm trying to help Eunice figure out things. I don't know, how am I doing, Missy? Am I doing well?
You're doing a really great job. It's really nice. Because I can ask Ernie how to work the printer, which is weirdly hard, but we figured it out.
Printers are always difficult.
Now, how often do the three of several Clausing kids, how often do the Nebraska Clausing kids get together?
We're all pretty busy, but we at least meet once a week and like watch a movie or something on the weekend.
Nice. So, Ellie, are they coming over to your place then? Since I'm guessing Eunice and Ernie probably live on campus, right?
They actually live off campus, and my roommate has a dog, and some of our friends are allergic to dogs, so we go to their apartment because it's the pet-free one.
Nice, nice. What would you say are some of your joys, Ellie, in being a first-year Lutheran teacher?
I love the kids, and I love seeing that I can make a positive impact. Like, when kids come up and they're like, hey, look, Miss Clausing, this is the thing we talked about, and I just found it in my book. And, like, when we're talking about faith, and, like, I realize some of the kids don't know that there's a triune God, and we get to have that conversation. And they're like, I don't understand. It's like, it's okay. Let's talk about it. It's really great. I just love interacting with them and seeing them grow. It makes me happy.
We'll learn more about what's challenging about it as well in just a moment. We're talking with part of the Clausing family today, all students or recent graduates of Concordia University, Nebraska in Lutheran elementary education. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We're talking with the Clausing family today, at least part of the Clausing family today, missionary kids who now are pursuing the path or now serving as Lutheran educators, Lutheran teachers. See, Ellie is a teacher in Nebraska, and Eunice and Ernie are students at Concordia University, Nebraska, studying Lutheran elementary education. So I kind of cut you off in the middle of your stories about teaching, your first year teaching, Ellie. You shared about the joys. What are some of the challenges of being a first year teacher? You already shared that Concordia, Nebraska has prepared you well, but what are some of the challenges that a first year teacher might face?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is just like the weight of the mental weight of responsibility, because like, you know, even on the mission field, even though we were doing crazy things, I was always in the back seat. Like, mom and dad were always in charge. But now, like, it's me. Like, I'm in charge of second grade. And I don't necessarily know what I'm doing. So it's a lot at the beginning, especially just the anxiety of, like, what am I doing? How can I meet the standard that I want to meet, even though I don't have the experience to back it up? So just, like, giving yourself grace and working through that. It's a challenge.
What are your days like? As you mentioned, you're teaching second grade. Is that right?
Yes.
What are your days like teaching second grade? What are some of the exciting things that happen as a teacher in the classroom?
It is pretty busy. Yeah, we have our routine down. We do our different subjects. And I love making time in the day to just like do different things, like show them a song that I like that I know that they're going to like, and singing Jesus songs during devotion time. And, you know, let's have a little extra few minutes of recess because it's a beautiful day out. So a routine, but some breaks in it too.
Have you gotten any fun questions from the students about being a missionary family?
You know, I honestly haven't talked to them too much about it yet. So they might not even really know what that means.
Uh-huh. But now that the story's out, once they hear your story in the coffee hour, because I'm sure all the second graders in York, Nebraska are listening to the coffee hour.
Of course.
Ernie, how is your education at Concordia, Nebraska preparing you to be a Lutheran teacher, to jump in this field like your sister Ellie?
Sure. I think some of the most beneficial things that I've like done at Concordia are the field experience opportunities that I've been able to do. So like even this last week, I was volunteering at a camp for kids with special needs. And so that was a really amazing opportunity to learn about some of my future students who'll be in my classroom. And then like later this week, I'm teaching at a church in Lincoln for ESL students. So really all those in-class opportunities to start practicing the theories and stuff like that and the methods that we're learning in class, I think those are what are really will be most beneficial for me when I'm actually in my own classroom.
And Eunice, what about you? How is your education, even as a freshman, how is your education? How do you see it forming you to be a teacher in the classroom one day?
I think I'm only taking one intro education course so far, but I've already done an observation and it's let me see a new side of age groups and things like that. And so I think this is a very good first like dip in the pool to the course. So I have high hopes.
Good. What are you looking forward to having two siblings ahead of you who have gone through the classes at Nebraska? You kind of have maybe a sneak peek of what's ahead of you. What are you looking forward to in your future coursework?
I am looking forward to a couple of courses from Ernie, Greek and Hebrew probably. I'm looking forward to those and just the community that I see they have. It's going to be great.
There certainly is a strong sense of community there. We were on campus this summer for the Institute on Worship, and that was just fantastic being on campus. You can see how it's really conducive to a sense of community for students.
Yes.
Now, Eunice just mentioned, Ernie, that you're taking biblical languages. Tell us how that fits in your plan and what's it been like studying Greek and Hebrew?
Yeah. So I am taking Greek and Hebrew not really for any particular reason other than I think it's just a fun, valuable skill. Whenever I'm reading the Bible, I can actually read it in the original languages. But yeah, Concordia really does have a really great program, even compared to some of the other Concordias. All my professors have said that when their pre-seminary students go to the seminary, both seminaries, the seminary professors always comment on how advanced they are compared to other students. So it was just a cool opportunity. I had a couple extra credits I could spend on a class. And so it seemed like a fun, cool thing to do. Yeah.
And Ellie is not the only alumni of Concordia University, Nebraska in this family. Mom graduated from Concordia, Nebraska too, right? And you have an uncle, I believe, that graduated from Concordia, Nebraska?
Yes.
What did you... So I'm curious why each of you chose Concordia, Nebraska. I think, Ellie, you mentioned earlier that, you know, this was certainly something that interested you. It was just always your plan to come back to the States for college. But why Concordia, Nebraska? What was it about it that stood out for you?
I actually kind of have a similar story to Ernie at the beginning because I really love languages too. And Concordia, way back then, they offered Mandarin Chinese, and I had taken it during high school, and I was fascinated by the language, and so I was like, I want to learn more, and they offered it, But then God kind of closed a door because that was the year of COVID and their Mandarin instructor was stuck. So I kind of had to switch things around and figure things out. And it just kind of led to elementary education, as crazy as that sounds.
Wow. That's quite a change. Certainly, I mean, you can see the hand of providence. It sounds like you're certainly enjoying being a teacher as well. Ernie, why did you choose Concordia, Nebraska?
Yeah, pretty much for similar reasons. They had the major, or at least the area of education that I was interested in. So they had TESOL and ESL, which is what I originally came for. And then also my sister was here, which was nice coming over. Like coming over from Africa, I didn't have any family really in the States, at least by some of the other colleges. But my sister was here. And so actually the first, well, while she was still here, we had an apartment together. And so that worked out well. Whenever we had breaks, we could go places together. And I wasn't just by myself. So those two reasons.
That is nice to have family close by, siblings especially. Eunice, what about you? Why did you choose Concordia, Nebraska?
Very similar to Ernie. Probably more so that he was there and that Ellie was here. I chose it more for them, but also because they did have the major I wanted, which is very nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Now your parents, how have your parents been supportive of you, all three of you being in Nebraska and studying something, following in their footsteps as Lutheran educators? Ellie?
They're very supportive. Coming back, you know, coming back overseas is kind of a process. It's like they have a special name for it. It's called repatriation. And so whenever each of us comes back, there's like a whole slew of things, setting up a bank account, you know, getting a doctor, all these steps that have to be done. And so, yeah, I know that I can, even though my mom is on a different time zone, I know I can contact her with an emergency at any time. Yeah, so they're very supportive.
Yeah, how does that work? How do you stay in touch with your family living in a different time zone? It's how many hours? Was it an 8-hour difference?
Yep, 8 or 9.
So do you have family Zoom calls?
Yeah, we do on the weekends with our grandparents and aunts and uncles. And then you just kind of figure out, you know, like what times, because like certain morning times overlap when you'll be awake. So it just works out.
What are your hopes and plans for after graduation? Eunice, I know you've got some time before graduation, but what are your hopes and plans? What are you thinking after college?
I have a couple doors open. Obviously, I'd like to get a job with elementary ed so far, but I've also been thinking about doing the deaconess program at the seminary or one of the seminaries. Still working on that, though, so we'll see.
Ernie, how about you? What are you thinking? What are you hoping for after graduation?
Yeah, so I want to work in a Lutheran school. And then, yeah, so probably like 4th or 5th grade is what I'm looking at with elementary ed. And then I'd really like to do something with my ESL endorsement. So English is a second language. And I'm not sure exactly where that would lead me, because I'm not sure if I could do something in a Lutheran school, but maybe even if I could just end up doing community or like community events or even church hosted ESL events for English language learners in the community. That's something I'd like to do.
Now, is international mission something, going back overseas and serving, is that something that any of you are thinking of, Ellie?
For me right now, I am just trying to figure out this.
How to teach second grade in the United States.
not in the near future for sure.
Ernie, what about you?
Yeah, maybe. I think at first I would like to get some experience teaching in the States first before I did anything overseas again. Yeah.
Yeah. Eunice, what about you?
It's an option. Probably not right away. We have had like people from, or like representatives of the LCMS's like schools, international talk in our education course. So It's an option. Maybe not now. Maybe later. We'll see.
Understood. Well, thank you all for spending some time with us today and sharing your great stories of why you chose Concordia, Nebraska, why you're studying Lutheran elementary education, And Ellie, congratulations on your graduation and now your first call teaching. That's fantastic. Thank you all for spending some time with us today and being our guests on the Coffee Hour.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You can learn more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS. You've been listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.